This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, September 17th, 2020. I'm Seymour Ainsborough. As governments around the world review the way their economies will work after the pandemic, more attention is being paid to the role of corporations. Labour is saying that many corporations have abandoned their responsibilities to provide fair wages and community support. The solution, says the International Trade Union Confederation, is to build a new values-based social contract. The ITUC represents national labour centres such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trades Union Congress at the world level. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's General Secretary. In a recent webinar, she was asked about the changing role of corporations. She mentions the ILO, the United Nations International Labour Organization.
If you go back 100 years, then in fact, at the end of World War I, World War II, the Great Depression, we were left with a sense there needed to be global architecture and a global rule of law. The birth of the ILO to set a global floor of rights for workers and social justice, and indeed the UN and its agencies developed over the decade. Multilateralism had a role, and corporations had to live within that. But as we saw, indeed, the growth of globalisation exploding in the 1980s with hyper-globalisation, the role of the corporation got distorted, you know, extraordinarily. So profit first, as a shareholder model became dominant, so it was about profits back to the company and so on, and workers and communities lost out along the way. You saw the struggle between the American corporate model, which is very anti-people and unions, not all of them. I grant you, I work with some, but they're very, very, you know, humanitarianly based individuals, but not the norm. And the European social model, which was much more about shared prosperity. But even that started to break down. So the social contract, which had bound a kind of fair competition floor for working people, but also for corporations and a development model, was actually broken. And wages have gone like that since the 1980s. Our supply chains are dehumanising, models of exploitation. And there are many corporate leaders, can I say, around the world trying to rebuild a better future. But the odds are stacked against them when political will is still driven by profit, 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 and people have become excluded. That also means, of course, climate, because the destruction of the social model for people, which is about fair wages, social protection, proper benefits, and, of course, environmental sustainability, is now at the point where we have a crisis in growth. If you start from a base of values, you know, should, in fact, we be able to invest in corporations? Yes. Should shareholders be able to get a moderate and sustainable return on their investment? Yes. But not at the expense of exploitation. But if people are at the centre, communities are at the centre, and, of course, you know, for us, employment and climate action go hand in hand because there are no jobs on a dead planet. Our economic structures rape the planet to date, and even though it's very painful for workers, we have to transition in every sector. So as we come out of this crisis, on top of the existing crisis of inequality, climate action, exclusion of based on race or gender or migrant status, then we have to indeed build forward better. Now that means having shared values. We need to build a new social contract where people have rights and prosperity is shared. That's a pretty good basis on which to say to corporations, test your business manager, test your purpose, test your values.
More information about Labour's views concerning corporations and the need for a new social contract can be found on the ITUC's website at ituc-csi.org. I'm Seymour Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.